since my election to the European Parliament, I've made it my business to travel to each of the currently 15 counties of the constituency to catch up with our local elected representatives, Dáil, TDs and senators, but also with community representatives to see how the decisions that are being made at the European level can impact and improve their lives and their progress, in particularly in terms of economic development and balanced regional development. Of course, all of our engagements over the past number of months, and certainly here in Donegal, have had a particular focus with regard to Brexit, and no doubt that that's going to form part of the meeting that we're holding tonight, where we'll be setting out our priorities for this particular county over the coming 12 months, which will of course include the local and European elections on the 24th of May.
And indeed, while we always hear what is happening locally, it is important for people to know what is happening also at European level.
Absolutely. The developments at an EU level are going to have a profound impact on not only Ireland, but very specifically Donegal over the next number of years. So as well as dealing with the outworking of Brexit and all the uncertainty that that has brought about and all the existential threats to our economic, political and social development. Over the next number of years, we're also going to have a new common agricultural policy, essentially that will determine the livelihoods of many Donegal families. We're also going to see a new commission in place, and what we in Sinn Féin want is a very different EU. The one thing that we have been certain of and that the Irish people have consistently said is that they want to be part of the European Union. But they've also said that they want to see a change in direction at a EU level. They want to see more powers being returned to member states. They want to see decisions that affect communities being made as close to those communities as possible. And that's why it's really important that people like myself, people who do represent Donegal in the European Parliament, make it our business to come to Donegal regularly, not just at election time, but throughout our term of office, and keep people informed of the developments that are happening at that level that will impact on their lives.